Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel, we could read that the disciples would see Jesus praying often and regularly. So finally, they just have to know how to do that themselves. So one of them asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus taught them what has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer. Now you will note that in this teaching, Jesus showed his disciples what and when and how to pray. Additionally, Jesus indicated to them the way to turn their life into an ongoing prayer. So let us start by looking more closely at the Lord's Prayer taught by Jesus. At the start of the prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," Jesus teaches us to call God our Father in order to remind us that we are all His children. Jesus wants us to call on our Heavenly Father in much the same way we call on our Dad, our Papa, and not just once, mind you, but all the time. And secondly, "Holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Here Jesus teaches us to praise and glorify God, not just when we are in church, but even when we are at home, in our workplaces, in our troubles, etc. We should have that sense of God's abiding presence. And we should have that sense of consciously doing His will in everything that we do in our lives, here on earth as it is in heaven. In our Bible study, you remember the story about the tabernacle and the tent of meeting, signifying the presence of God in the midst of His people, where people would be able to talk to God and God would be able to talk to His people, in order to be conscious of always of God's presence. And that is what Jesus is teaching in this prayer, that we should have that sense of God's presence in our lives. Then it continues, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." Now this day, or daily bread, or daily, would mean day by day, thus pointing on to an ongoing request of bread that includes food and clothing, home and family, work and health, friends and neighbors, and community. This day also points to the ongoing forgiveness from God, who forgives our sins when we repent and believe, and to one another when we forgive others as fully as God forgives us. Not just one time, but all the time. This day, day after day, day by day. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Here we pray to be guarded from the temptation of abandoning our trust in God and of violating His commandments. We ask not to be led into temptation, not just for the next hour or so, not just today, not just tomorrow, but now and always. And you remember again in our Bible study, what was that temptation? The temptation to be like God. When we make ourselves first in our life and not God. Well then, that's the Lord's Prayer in brief. And this brings us to the two parables that Jesus gives us in the second part of the gospel. These parables point to Jesus' teaching and how to make life as an ongoing prayer and more. The Friend at Midnight story reminds us that prayer pops up all the time and does not want and wait for convenient moments. Jesus uses the illustration of a neighbor knocking at the door of his friend at midnight because he has an urgent need. That neighbor will not go away until his request is granted. So in this illustration, prayer isn't always polite. Prayer cannot be sequestered to the daylight times of our lives. Prayer happens even in the dark night, even midnight. Life is simply unpredictable. So also will be prayer, persistent and unpredictable. Remember the first reading when Abraham tried to pray to God on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, if there were 50 just men, will you destroy the place? And said God, no. But then Abraham realized, he said, there were 45, there were 40, or there were 30, and there were 20, and there were 10, etc. So prayer doesn't always simplify. But it is always persistent. It's always persistent. And what about now the parable of the father and the son? We parents have always a story to tell about our child who, when asking for food, is unlikely to make such a request just once. For children has this annoying hunger to eat all the time. And so the sheer volume of requests that would come from them sometimes tempts us to want to throw them the odd snake or scorpion. Not literally, of course. Remember those times when, after being asked by our kid for the 13th time in a row for one more cookie, and after having said no to this request a dozen times in a row, sometimes even we good parents finally give the whole cookie jar, saying, okay, there, eat it. You happy now? Of course, we repent of such times we lost our patience. But the point here is that it is not the nature of the request itself that can cause us to erupt as much as the constancy and persistence of the request. Such is the incessant nature of prayer. Such is the constancy and persistence that is needed in a life as an ongoing prayer. So rounding it up, this is the prayer of Jesus taught us to pray. It is seeking, knowing that we have already been found. It is knocking, knowing that God promises to welcome us in. It is asking, trusting that God will give us what is best. And prayer is persistent, unpredictable, and constant. And above all, prayer is about being an ongoing communication and communion and fellowship with God, our Father. And prayer is about trusting that our Father knows best. I hope we will remember these points whenever we pray the Our Father. Amen.